it is perhaps no surprise that a story like this would be of interest to the Chief Executive of the Australian Hotels Association, Bradley Woods. Bradley, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
You usually don't even need incidents like this to talk about the nanny state, but I would imagine that this is exactly the kind of thing that you love talking about.
Well, Jeff, this is a clear and perfect example of the unintended consequences of badly drafted legislation from many years ago. And we've cited this on many occasions, and it only takes one vigilant, aggressive inspector to decide to interpret something with a revisionist history attitude. And I suppose I'm just looking at the internet now and I'm seeing an ad that says more doctors smoke Camel than any other cigarettes. The internet is full of very old posters and signs that talk about doctors recommending cigarette smoking. But of course, revisionist history says we've got to remove something that we don't like because it might embarrass us. Now, this is a pub that's got antique signage promoting cigarettes that don't exist anymore. And I think your point or question around whether someone's going to go out and try and buy a packet of cigarettes that don't exist anymore is the point at hand.
And you know, Bradley, that I am a keen public health advocate. So when you've said things like nanny states, I generally shout back at you. But I just wondered if this is an example that is not working particularly well. And I can tell you that Dr. Hames is about to give a media conference, and we understand that he has put this on hold. There we are, thinking that the interpretation of the Act is in fact prescriptive.
He's putting the interpretation of the Act on hold or the media conference on hold?
No, he's got the media conference, but I think this interpretation of the Act is prescriptive, and I've got a feeling that he will say, let's not right now take those cigarette signs away from the pub in West Leederville.
And I think that's a very good outcome for everybody concerned. And I think at the end of the day, it's not Kim Hames' fault. It's not the health department's fault. It's bad legislation that was drafted many, many years ago by zealots from big public health who wanted to control everyone's life, and they still do. There'll be huge pressure on the government now from big public health to try and enforce these regulations. Watch the pressure that comes now on the minister. You'll see many of the health organisations, highly publicly funded health organisations, going berserk over this. The nanny state will be alive and well, Jeff.
Bradley, will they or will they just concede that yes, they pursue the things they believe in with great rigour because they think that drinking and smoking and drug taking and other things aren't good for us, but they will probably concede that this is not an argument they would want to pursue?
Well, they had that opportunity when they banned Carmen, remember? They had that opportunity to think about it and consider it, but Healthways still went away and decided to create an issue for an historic opera that portrayed people smoking outside a cigarette factory, because that's the nature of zealots in the nanny state, Jeff.
Bradley, do you know what worries me more? What worries me far more than anything to do with Carmen is the possibility that people in the audience might begin to think that they could sing opera. Hello, this is The Morning Show.